coming back now to the My Health Record, Meredith Makem is the Chief Medical Advisor at the Australian Digital Health Agency, and she joins us now on the phone. Meredith, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Good morning, Amanda.
Now, in our talkback, we heard a lot of concerns about privacy and security. What can you say to allay those concerns?
Well, look, certainly I'll just start by saying for the listeners as well, I'm a practicing GP. And look, my health record, I've been recommending it to my patients for 6 years now. It is something that gives a lot of benefits to people. It gives you access to your own health information. It means that all of the doctors and other people that are trying to look after you get access to valuable information in real time that they need to make clinical decisions. So that's
what we heard, though. What we heard on that front, though, Meredith, was lots of concern about lack of training, also mistakes and inaccuracies going on records that currently exist.
Sure. Well, look, Amanda, I think the important thing to realise is my health record, it's like a window that shows you key summary information. And so the quality of the information that goes up there is coming from all of the various sources that put it in. In terms of those privacy questions you're asking, it actually has extremely sophisticated privacy controls. So, for example, if someone wants to, they can put a PIN over their record. So unless you share that PIN with someone, actually, nobody else can see it. You can also remove documents from your record. You can set up alerts like emails and SMSs. So if someone looks at your record, you get an alert. And it also has got lots of other features, but it's actually not possible for a clinician to look at my health record unless they're looking after you. So they have to be securely connected in the first place.
And Meredith, do you expect the government to implement more security and privacy measures? That's been flagged by the Health Minister, Greg Hunt. And what will they be?
Yes, well, certainly, look, those details would be for the government to comment on and the Minister. But I do know that in the House of Representatives, they've already passed legislation previously that said that when you cancel your My Health Record, everything will disappear from it. So if that actually continues to pass through the parliamentary process, then in the future, people's My Health Records will be completely deleted when they cancel their record.
Meredith, it's Michael here. I've got a couple of things to sort of ask you about as well, if I may. Any data like this is only as good as its weakest link. So what I'm wondering is, if you have, say, a fairly complicated health record, even though it might be summaries, how do we know that every medico, GP, surgeon, specialist is accurately portraying what needs to be recalled by someone else?
Well, Michael, let's just put that into perspective. So every GP and other doctor out there listening will realise that we actually, we have to use our clinical acumen and judgment when we look at records.
Sure.
And it's the same for all records. If you're in a hospital and you get someone's past medical history file out, you know, you need to check everything in that with the patient. And it's the same for stuff in my health record. So it's a very valuable repository of extra stuff, but of course we check it with the patient.
But if that patient, for some reason, maybe they're old or infirm or have memory loss, we're being told that this record is a reliable fallback and consistency approach for anyone using it. So this is where you're now saying it's up to us to make sure the record's reliable.
Look, Michael, I don't really think anyone's suggesting that this is meant to be the absolute truth and a complete record or anything like that. Every clinician knows that this is a valuable repository of extra information that they wouldn't have otherwise had access to, allergies, medicines, stuff like that, things people forget.
Right.
So it's really important to know that you must sort of think about the way we practice in real life. We're often practicing completely in the dark with no information. So this is a whole lot better.
Meredith, is there a critical mass of people required to stay in to this for My Health to work?
No, Amanda. So the thing about My Health Record, and that's why it's an opt-out system, it's here to benefit people should they wish to have one. And of course, I recommend it to my patients because it just makes their lives easier and all the clinicians trying to look after them, it helps them and it protects them from things that actually cause them harm, avoidable harm, safety issues, medication errors. But there's no target for how many people we need in the system. The aim is that every Australian can have it if they want it.
And Meredith Makem is the Chief Medical Advisor at the Australian Digital Health Agency. Meredith, thank you so much for joining us at such short notice.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Amanda.